Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. More developments are expected to come this evening as the BBC deal with a major scandal, which has seen an unnamed presenter suspended, given serious allegations made by the family of a young person who was reportedly paid £35,000 for sexually explicit photos. The Met Police say it has received a report. However, currently there is no investigation at this time, they say, after meeting BBC bosses. Senior political correspondent at Politico, Annabel Dixon, joins me now with the latest on this. What is the latest, Annabel? I believe the Met is making inquiries and assessing information, but no formal investigation as such.
Yes, that's right. That's been the big development this afternoon. BBC representatives met the Met Police Specialist Crime Command this morning. And following that meeting, they said that they're assessing the information. But as you say, there's no investigation at this time. They're simply kind of gathering string to see if they do need to launch an investigation. In terms of the BBC, it's now suspended the presenter and it's launched its own internal investigation.
BBC facing calls in to act swiftly as well, but BBC management in a difficult position here because they might have to wait for an official Met Police investigation. They're probably launching their own investigation as well and have to await the outcome of that.
Yes, that's right. You know, this is another really tricky time for the BBC, and certainly sort of politicians across the political divide have been asking questions over the last few days. Politicians are obviously limited in what they can say, and the same with the BBC. You know, everyone is stressing that these are obviously allegations at the moment. But, you know, there have been questions about the speed of this response, given the allegations were reportedly made in May. The Culture Secretary spoke to the BBC Director General, Tim Davey, last night, and there have been calls from members of the Cabinet for the BBC to sort of get their house in order. And there is a sense, you know, rightly or wrongly, you know, we still, I stress, don't know the kind of full details of this, but there is a sense that the BBC has been on the back foot on this and politicians are leaning into this.
Yeah, and as we saw over the weekend, they owe it, don't they? Everyone to act swiftly to protect those who are not culpable of anything, if anybody is culpable of anything. Well, let's see what happens at the end of the day when there is a full investigation. We know the full facts of what is going on. Annabel Dixon, political correspondent, senior political correspondent with Politico. Thank you very much indeed.